Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Sunday broadcast coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. I have a stack of mainstream news articles saying, well, we're going to take Alex Jones off the air, then we're going to take Fox News off the air, then we're going to take all of talk radio off the air, we're going to shut down every conservative and every nationalist organization in not just the United States, but worldwide. And then you've got AOC on national television with the former spokesperson for O'Biden saying, we need to silence conservative voices because they're calling for violence, when we all know for the one time a conservative calls for violence, you've got 1,000 examples of the left calling for it and carrying it out. First Alex Jones, then Fox News, then the world. Those are the headlines I've got here in front of me today. And that's their plan. And conservatives need to realize, nationalists, populists, Christians, capitalists, just sane people, that we're not in the middle of a coup, a deep state coup. We've been living under a coup for a long, long time, and we're waking up to it. And that coup is very, very threatened because it's so illegitimate and so totalitarian. And as the people wake up to that fact and that their way of life is being destroyed and will be completely destroyed, they don't say no, it's game over for them. But let's hear that clip. I won't say one more time, I'll probably play it 5 times tonight. Here's AOC, whatever she says is a globalist talking point. Remember, the world's gonna end in 2030, according to her. We need to ban cauliflower because it's a white vegetable. Not joking, but there's a video of that. You don't need to be growing cauliflower. It's racist because it's white. They have articles everywhere saying milk is racist because it's white. This is psychological warfare. Here she is.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
So she falsely claims that that line's been passed with no evidence, while she and her cohorts constantly call for violence. They're losing. They know it, but I've told you this 1,000 times the last year. They're preparing false flags to blame us. You can see it. It's all set up. The dominoes are all lined up. Brace yourselves for staged terror attacks. Let me just go over the headlines we're going to be hammering through here live in the next 2 hours tonight. Fox News headline, Biden administration preparing major crackdown on power plants that fuel nation's grid. And that ties into climate change activists deflate the tires of dozens of cars in the wealthy Boston neighborhood of Beacon Hill. As above, so below. Germany closes the last nuclear power plants. Electricity bills spike 45% as they move to shut down hydroelectric next. That ties into Robert F. Kennedy Jr. A very important interview he did will be airing coming up here in a little while with Fox News. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. argues American middle class systematically wiped out under the COVID-19 lockdowns. That was all part of the plan. We're going to be hitting it all. I forgot to tell you guys to get that interview. It's about 5 minutes long. Please get it. It's right there in the article. Thank you. Talking to the crew. That then ties into this. Time Magazine. The case for making Earth Day a religious holiday. I said that by the year 2025, they would do that in my film Endgame, made in 2007, and the New York Times made fun of it, saying I was insane, but that was their official plan as the new world religion. Biden White House planning national rollout of 6G. Big news out of Ukraine and the war there, with Ukraine demanding an official part of the U.S. GDP yearly. We'll be hitting all of that. New York Democrat mayor says migrant crisis has destroyed the city. Biden administration has turned their back. And it's caused incredible crime and suffering. Well, isn't it violent to turn off people's power and to cut their energy supplies? Isn't it violent to open the border and flood in fentanyl? Inside the final days before Biden announces his re-election bid. Yes, they're that arrogant to run the reanimated corpse. Bipartisan group of senators introduced a bill to create digital identity for all Americans. That is the basis of the control grid and the cashless society, Mark of the Beast. Big news on the corporate-funded trans agenda that we'll be going through, including new Project Veritas videos where they admit they're cutting the testicles off of 8-year-old boys in America. Told you that was going on. They're hiding it. I talked to a nurse who's a friend of mine many years in Houston, and even at their big facility, they are turning away dozens of children as young as 4 every week that leftist parents want to castrate. But they're told by the hospital to send them to facilities in California and Massachusetts and New York that are doing it. That's part of an ongoing investigation we've got. And this ties in to the mayor, the Democrat mayor of New York, saying Biden's turned his back on us and it's causing all this crime and destruction. We've gone out of the border many times and shown the totally wide open nature of it since Trump was removed from office via the coup of election fraud. And we've talked to a lot of high level Border Patrol and ICE folks, but let me just tell you right now that we're doing some of the most dangerous work we've ever done, and we need your prayers. We're working with extremely high-level people. They have over 10,000 whistleblowers just in the last year to Congress, about half of them from the Border Patrol, exposing many subjects, but more than half of the whistleblowers are Border Patrol. We have it with the documents. This is coming out soon. In the Texas sector alone, in the last 2 years, accelerating, getting worse by the day, 20,000 plus convicted known pedophiles, many of whom have committed serious crimes in the United States, some of which have been deported up to 8 times, being ordered to be released, bona fide, they have their face scans, they have their fingerprints, they know exactly, we're talking child rapists, we're talking child traffickers, that Mayorkas is ordering released. And you ask yourself, why is this not on Fox News? Because I'd rather, and I've told these folks, we're going to talk about it more in the next week, this will be breaking soon, why are you coming to me? Because I would love to present this and will, you have all the documents, but why? And they said, I said, let me guess, you've already brought this to Fox and others, and they said, yeah. I said, and you think I can break it and force them to cover it? And they said, yeah. How do you know that? And I said, I mean, I know. I know these things. So we'll be happy to hit the barbed wire once again. If you are serving the Democratic Party, you're not just accepting the sexual mutilation of children and chemical castration, you are supporting hundreds of thousands of children, many of them 2-3 years old, being randomly turned over to strangers in a giant pedophilic feeding frenzy on the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, that is a fact, and it's come out. How could you be part of something like that? Our nation is going to be cursed and will totally collapse if we allow this to happen. And again, you have the New York mayor, we're going to get to that, saying Biden's turned his back. No, he hasn't turned his back. He stabbed you. The people that control him have stabbed you. And they can't get away. Yeah, this is the footage from South Texas of the woman at the border with the, quote, charities, with the Mexican gang Grim Reaper tattoo. And she's sitting there handing babies over with no paperwork all day long to randomly just be flown out to God knows where. We have hours and hours and days of this stuff, and The Border Patrol's taken notice, and they've taken notice of the fact that no one's putting this out, so we've been giving them other load. I'll leave it at that, but that's coming up in the next couple weeks. I mean, it's so big, I don't even feel worthy to get this information, but everybody else is scared to cover it, so we will. But that said, they're deliberately destroying the country. And I know the regular listeners get that, but for new listeners, I mean, come on, folks, let me explain something. Industrial society is based on energy. Just like a person needs food and water and a plant needs sunlight and minerals and things, if we don't have energy, we can't compete. But they've already made it where energy is three times more expensive than Mexican energy or Indian energy or Chinese industry energy. They're opening new coal power plants every week. Plenty of coal to run for thousands of years. It has nothing to do with hurting the environment. It's all about power and making us a zone where we can't work and have jobs. So Obama shut down more than half our coal power plants in his 8 years. Trump stopped them being shut down, but none of them were reopened because it cost so much to turn them back on. The companies thought, well, we'll see what happens in his second term. Maybe we'll turn them back on. So American energy prices have more than tripled the last 8 years. Everybody's experienced that. So to run a factory or just to have a school or a business or your own house, we all know that you get these power bills and it's insane. And my wife's like, what are you doing in the daytime? Turn all the lights off. I'm like, yeah, I mean, well, I don't want to pay a $3,000 power bill. It's crazy, but no matter how much you conserve, they're just going to keep shutting it down. So Biden's announced that if any carbon dioxide comes out of a tailpipe, the car is banned. And that by the 2030, 70% of new cars have to be electric, but they're shutting down the power sources that generate the electricity for the car. And there's not enough rare earth minerals to build the batteries. So it's a bridge to nowhere, as I've said, and they know that. But if you're economically devastating people, you hide it under the term environmentalism. So now Biden is set to announce this week, and the document's public, Fox News is reporting on it, that, quote, any fossil fuel-based fuel, including natural gas that's totally clean, must have no banned emissions by the EPA by next year, or they pay giant fines that will shut them down. Remember, Obama said, you can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. Expected power plant rules in latest in President Biden's anti-fossil fuel agenda, Energy Industry Group tells Fox Digital. And it goes on to say that, again, any fossil fuel, including natural gas, is not allowed to put out any carbon dioxide or they will be shut down. And that they've got to, quote, put carbon dioxide catch systems on them and then sell that to the carbon market, which is owned by the Rothschilds and Obama and the Bidens, look it up, as well as Al Gore is a big shareholder. So they're trying to force everybody to pay this tax to them because they're not going to ever have enough power to run anything. So they're going to let some of the coal power plants and some of the natural gas plants still run. But notice how they said 10 years ago, Obama said, hey, just go natural gas. It's totally clean. Don't do coal. So natural gas doesn't work as well. It doesn't work good in cold weather. It's a lot more expensive to produce electricity with it, but they did it. And so Texas and other states built all these giant natural gas power plants, okay? Now, nope, sorry, that's not good either. Just like the Keystone Pipeline took 8 years to build, multi-billion dollars, the day it was completed, Biden said, nope, executive order, you're shut down. So this is the boot on our neck. And you see it everywhere with Extinction Rebellion and the leftists blocking trains, blocking highways in the U.S. and Europe and England and the U.K. and all of it. That's the ground level of these people. Climate change activists deflate tires across wealthy neighborhoods in Boston because cars are bad. Germany closes the last nuclear power plants. Electricity bills spike 45% after tripling, not in the last 10 years like the U.S. or 8 years, but in the last year. And they're shutting down their hydroelectric. See how that works. See how the operation unfolds. And they sell you on the fact we're going clean. Aren't we proud of ourselves? Then there's this article I mentioned earlier, The Case for Making Earth Day a Religious Holiday by Paul Greenberg and Carl Cefena. And it goes on to say, now that Earth Day is here, we need to make it the world religion to unify us all. Gotta go read the article, or this will be our new religion. And it says, we're nominally Jewish, the writers, and recovering Catholic, and we don't like our religion, so now Earth Day will be our new religion. This has been their plan the whole time. But the good news is, Wall Street Journal reports, and I'm already seeing on the ground, the surprising surge in faith of young Americans and young people worldwide. And young people are almost 80% for banning abortion, despite all the brainwashing. They are going to rebel against the transgenderism, the abortion, and all the tyranny they're seeing. And that's why AOC, I'm going to play the clip when we come back from break, went on air with Jen Psaki and her propaganda job and said it's time to, by law, ban conservative speech and shut down conservative shows like Tucker Carlson. Because we're, quote, calling for violence. Really, show us where we call for violence. If I said hypothetically, and I'm not saying this, go to this place and kill these people, and it was specific, that is not free speech. That is a directed threat. But when the Democrats call for killing Trump, that's okay. No, that's a crime. When they call for going out and burning down cities, that is a call for violence and is a directed attack. You can't do that. They're the ones doing it. Where are we calling for violence? We're not. But see, this is all part of the permanent dictatorship they're establishing. They're not just going to ban speech in cyberspace. They're going to ban it at the school boards and the city councils and the legislatures, unless it's their violence. They label free speech and peaceful speech as violence, then they label violence as mostly peaceful. So there's headlines everywhere, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, you name it. First Alex Jones, then Fox News, then the world. We want to ban all conservatives off the airwaves. We want federal laws banning conservatives from having shows because they're calling for violence. Really? Well, if you call for illegal violence, you say go out and attack and shoot or kill this group, you go to jail. That's a lie. You go to jail if you're a conservative. You don't go to jail if you're a Democrat. You know, then you get supported, you get praised. I mean, we have all these famous cases where they're the first so-called female vice president, Kamala Harris, is bailing out looters and people that shot people. But here it is. First Alex Jones, now Fox News, connect the dots, people. Yeah, connect the dots. And it goes on to call for all of us being banned because we're liars. No, we're not liars. We're exposing you, and you're losing hearts and minds, and you know if things continue peacefully, you're going to lose. So you want to say we're violent ahead of staging events or provocateuring events to demonize us. Here is AOC. And remember, everything comes out of her mouth is a globalist talking point. Here it is.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
So silence your political opposition by lying about them and showing no proof. Where is the clip of Tucker Carlson calling for violence? You could search your whole lifetime. You could put out a $1 billion reward. No one has it. Doesn't matter. They just lie. But let's talk about real violence. Cutting people's energy off, dissolving borders, allowing massive human trafficking, including tens of thousands of children a month, 20,000 pedophiles just in the last couple years, Texas sector, order to be released. You can't gaslight all of us all the time. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. Here's the article up on InfoWars.com. New York's Democrat mayor says migrant crisis has destroyed the city. That's a quote. Destroyed the city Biden administration has turned its back.
You know, the city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis, and none of my folks came to Washington, D.C. to fight for the resources that's going to undermine every agency in our city.
So, and he goes on to say, Biden's turned his back on us. So it's destroyed the city. No, it's destroying the country because there aren't jobs for most of these people. And the jobs they do get drive down wages. And then most of them go on welfare and it bankrupts the country while they turn the energy off and while they destroy the dollar. Here's the article by Jamie White on Infowars.com. Bombshell, Biden administration ignoring migrant child labor networks in the U.S., and Veritas exposes, as confirmed, millions of these people are put into sweatshops, part of their paycheck stolen, and then they got to sign up for welfare, and then part of that's taken by the Democrats. They have an exact plan, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be talking more about this in the coming weeks, as I said, but this is the planned destruction of the country, and you can sit there and you can watch it happen. You can watch your power bills go up. You can watch the crime explode. You can turn on any mainstream news, and it's a bunch of sexualization of children. We have people out to destroy us, poisoning the country, because America could never fall from without. It had to fall from within. And they do this media spin where they go, Republicans and right-wingers are banning books. Well, it's the Democrats that are banning speech and the Democrats that are getting books and films banned. We're simply saying, don't take your pants off and shake your fake breast in the face of a three-year-old child at a drag queen pedophile time. Nobody's banning drag shows with a bunch of fat, ugly men dressed up like clowns running around in front of people. Yeah, go ahead and play this clip. This is Lizzo Paradise, drag queens, has drag queens on stage at all ages concert in Tennessee to protest law banning drag shows for children. Nobody's banning children being taken to an event where a bunch of fat men with big wigs on come out and dance. But if you take your clothes off or shake your penis in their face or shake your breasts because they got breast implants in kids' faces, you don't take five-year-olds to topless bars, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual. You don't take little children to, quote, gay bars and have people stick money in their G-string when 10-year-olds shake their ass wearing bikinis. It is indecent, it is pedophilic, and it's sick. But nobody's banning these music and hip-hop shows having a bunch of fat men dressed in dresses run around on stage. Nobody's banning books. We're saying in middle school, you don't have XXX pornographic books, cartoon style, but graphic cartoons showing little boys and girls having sex with adults. You don't do that. But that's the mind control. That's the manipulation. Let me show you some articles that deal with that. And I see these stories every day. Look at this evil. Daily Mail. Virginia judge seeks custody of his daughters after socialite ex-wife is arrested on child porn. The 45-year-old woman sent the FBI in a chat room videos of girls as young as 8 being raped by men and believed she was going to a hotel to rape an 8-year-old girl when they arrested her with the child porn on her. So this is a real paradox. You've still got the Border Patrol and many other agencies doing their jobs. You have large groups of FBI doing their jobs who are not high level, who are going and stopping this. And then you've got above that the mainstream media promoting it. But read the article. Socialite mom 45 is arrested in child porn sting at Virginia hotel where she allegedly planned to sexually abuse 8-year-old girl. Now federal judge ex-husband launches court battle to win full custody over his daughters 10 and 12. Eleanor Hunton Hopp of Charlottesville, Virginia was arrested in an FBI sting last month for allegedly planning to sexually abuse a minor girl in a hotel. She showed up, she believed, to have sex with the girl. The 45-year-old woman sent agents details of her twisted plan to assault the child and sickening video and photos of underage girls being assaulted by adult men. Who wants to sign on to this, people? Here's a meme going around on Twitter. Mic drop. Says, "Sassy, you're not wearing a mask. Puts myself and my family at risk," says the man in a mask. "Your obedience to elite pedophiles, criminal government, pharma cartel, corrupt media, and dark agenda puts myself and my family at risk." And again, why is pedophilia the litmus test? Because if you'll go along with that, ladies and gentlemen, you will go along with anything. But I'm going to explain this again. They are literally banning our cars. They are literally banning the coal and gas plants that would supply the cars. They're creating no new energy systems. The windmills don't work. It's all a bridge to nowhere. It's all a criminal takeover. I want to play a clip here from the early 1990s when Bill Clinton was in office of Bob Fletcher talking about weather war. I haven't had this guy on in 10 years. We should try to get him on if he's still alive. But this guy knew everything. He owned a major toy company on the East Coast in Virginia. And I checked it out in my sources. It was true. But I learned so much from him when I was first waking up 29 years ago. And the CIA approached him to use his company as a front company. And he said no. He knew nothing about any of this stuff. It was during Iran-Contra, just a few years before, in the late 1980s. And then he became one of their biggest enemies. And man, you go back, we should do that. We should find Bob Fletcher interviews with my show, others. It's like you listen to it 20, 25 years ago, every bit of it came true. But here's a U.S. senator trying to say you're a kook talking about weather weapons. Years after he did this congressional testimony on militias in America, right after Waco, the Secretary of Defense came out and said, "We have weather weapons, we can control the weather, and so do other governments, and they pose the number one threat." But you notice Fletcher is quoting stuff from the 70s and a UN treaty on weather weapons. So again, this is just one more example of what's really going on. Here's the clip.
Sure. Another question in an interview with the Los Angeles Times on April 21st, you said that you told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own, that not only does it exist, but that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
with
Senator Pell.
That's all right, but I just want to repeat before I turn to
Claiborne. So yes, but we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans.
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it. And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. With the equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the senator's own statement. So, yes, I do stand on that.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, about 4 years later, here is the Army Times. Secretary of Defense William Cohen, others are engaging in even eco-type of terrorism where they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves.